we are going to have that heard in committee sometime this spring. There are going to be a few just clarifications on the bill. We'll do that through an amendment, and then we'll take it to committee and you know, see where it goes.
Okay. And what clarifications is your office working on?
Basically technical clarifications. The gist of the bill is still the same, and that would be to require labeling for products that contain any genetically engineered you know, food particles. And genetic engineering is really the key word. You know, people say, well, what about hybrids? What about, you know, modification? Well, yeah, the process of hybridization has, you know, taken place since the beginning of time. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about where seeds and plant life are altered with DNA from other kinds of species. So you could have animal species that are injected into you know, the seeds of corn or soybeans or whatever. And, you know, and I'm not going to get into the science as to whether that's safe or not, because the science is all over the place. But we're really dealing with this bill as a consumer choice bill, so that it becomes part of a label of a food product in the same way that there's all kinds of other information about ingredients, about, you know, nutritional value, about allergens, things that are maybe risky. And so this becomes just another piece of information so that the consuming public, you know, knows what's in their food.
And I just wanted to have you briefly respond to what the lobbyist for the Illinois Farm Bureau told me today. He said that they are, you know, lining up in opposition to the bill because of what he characterizes as a hodgepodge approach. Those are his words. Not thinking that this should be done state by state, that it should come from the federal government. Your response to that idea?
Oh, I'd support the federal government doing this, certainly. But sometimes the federal government really isn't paying attention to this, and so I think it's important that states do what we can, maybe to try to prompt or you know, create some incentive for the federal government to doing it. So I would certainly join the Farm Bureau and any other group that wants to lobby Congress to passing this kind of legislation.
Okay, but you want to see it happen here in Illinois, and you're doing what you can. Is there any state model that you framed the legislation around?
We've looked at trying to be consistent with what other states have proposed. There was a proposition on the ballot in Washington State that did not pass, but we are using that kind of as the template for our legislation. You know, it's important to try to keep some consistency if states are going to do this on their own. Again, I would definitely support the federal government taking this issue and enacting something that is really standard throughout all 50 states, but that is probably not going to happen real soon, and so states are really having to go on their own to get this done. I think that, you know, there's a big argument about whether this should be done or not, and I tell this to all the opponents of the legislation that are coming in. This is probably going to happen. You know, the public is really demanding more transparency, not only in government but in products that they buy. And this is just really a part of being more aware, of having better information about what it is that you're consuming. And so this is going to happen. It's not really a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I think that, you know, Illinois being such a predominant agricultural state, it's important that we do something. We try to do it, you know, fairly and correctly, you know, in our state that represents such a big, important part of agriculture.
And finally, how are you feeling about its prospects this spring? You know, what have you been hearing from your fellow legislators on that?
I think we have a good chance of passing this. I think that the reaction I've had from my own constituents have been very supportive. Certainly, I know that you know, the big business companies are not in favor of it, and those that represent big agriculture, you know, have opposed this consistently in the past. But when you talk to consumers and talk to people, you know, in the grocery stores or a church, they are very much for this. Yeah, just to clarify that we're only talking about whether genetically engineered food products appear within a processed food. We're not talking about, you know, grain that's fed to livestock. We're not talking about anything else other than food that is available to consumers to buy, you know, at their grocery stores. And so that's, you know, that's really the narrow scope of this.